for the 5D Collective, we have some amazing times. Anyone who is new, a 5D person is a person who is at the very least aware of their emotional spectrum in a way of having a window of welcome. Or even if there is a window of tolerance, it is not one where you justify the emotional triggers. So the adaptive child behavior, the projection of unfinished business. So you know how to be aware of your own adaptive child and to tend to it. And so not to project your nervous system's needs on another, but to instead talk about it. And obviously that doesn't mean you don't have a reaction. No, it means you're aware of those adaptive child patterns. Okay, so 5D Collective is aware of enlightenment, the human way. They are aware of our mammalian heritage, our birthright to be a restorative embodied self and your open-hearted three-year-old self. Doesn't mean you're there yet, but you are very much in the I'm not going to be an ego-sensitive 4D person or 3D. I'm going to be a person who is going to take that journey of personal development. And the personal development can also integrate a therapist, of course. So those of you who are, again, aware of the aspects of our human nature, that's why the 5D is having a different way of harnessing everything that comes with all of these new ascension energies. And they're not new. We've been having ascension energies for a long time already, but they're not taking them and saying there are energy vampires, dark auras, and so on and so forth. The 4D collective and 3D, on the other hand, are not interested in emotional building regulation skills, in emotional heavy lifting. They are not keen on personal development in a way of let me tend to what comes up. They project it. In fact, what I've noticed is a spirituality bypass, and so the codependency type person, martyrs or superiors, spirituality again, bypassers, and the blamers. So the shame cycle is what you will notice they will be actively participating in, but their behavior is something they don't look at, like a Cusco not looking at himself. So from the Emperor's New Groove, the 5D Collective are Pachas, and the rest is Cuscos, and this is not a competition. You can't go to somebody and say, hey, I think you need to go to therapy. That's pretty much not your job or nice or, you know, again. So 5D Collective knows that every person's journey, their way back home to their heart, to be their self. We didn't need to do Frozen 2. We got to understand we're humans first, and we do bring with us the spiritual and spirituality stuff, but we're a whole three-year-old heart. So we choose to be our humanity. And that's why it's easy for the person who's a 5D collective individual to say, yeah, I want to learn how to do my emotions like a grown-up. It's fun. Functional adults, conscious lovers, it's fun. 3D, 4D has a different mindset. They have a different approach. And that's where the good therapists are out there. There's a lot of education. So everyone has access to YouTube and online. Well, not everybody, but you understand what I'm saying. So in the meantime, for us, ascension energies allow the human love narrative and your consciousness to expand. We bring more Pachas out into the world for specific guidance on personal development, inner growth, all this great stuff we talk about. You can become a paid subscriber for anything curiosity related. You can just send emails and ask away. We have FAQs. I look forward to hearing from you all. Let's continue with our episode. Welcome, welcome, welcome to my lovely IHP community and the 5D Collective. So this is going to be a short one, but I noticed that the 19th, which is when we have a couple channeled guidances, is our spring equinox. And I was like, okay, that's what all of this stuff is besides the lunar eclipse coming up. And we also have a couple of planets, I think, Venus and Saturn are meeting at the same point of Pisces. Furthermore, Aries season kicks off, and that's something also important. So the equinox, where day and night are of the equal length, okay? And I'm reading some stuff from this website, but I'm going to leave it alone because we already discussed a lot of it. I want to hone in, though, on the part about karmic energies, clearing, love life. When people in the 4D collective talk about karma, they don't tend to know how to make it into human terms, okay? So we talked about a lot in the other two channeled guidances. If you're a person who's just randomly tuning into this one, go listen to those, because this one's literally, I'm just like, I'm going to do something, because I knew there was the lunar eclipse. I didn't realize that the 19th was also this. Okay, karma, as Sadhguru shares, is unconscious. He uses the word not conscious or reactive. And in fact, when you learn about charged states, we all have them, and your unfinished business from home, it's the karma coming up. Okay. Ascension always bring up emotional depth. Now, if you're a person like me, I'm a divine feminine. I'm my whole three-year-old heart. I believe in myself. That's why we talk about being yourself. I can share with you exactly how it works to not stand down, because you don't stand down when you love. You stand up, and you stand up again and again. And that's also why we don't go through any major tower moments, because we're not like winging it at life or at love. Okay, so people who do Dharma, D-H-A-R-M-A, raise your hand, divine feminines with your own divine masculines. This is called, I have an integrated brain. I'm a human who takes ownership of my emotions, and I don't go saying, people are pieces of shit. I mean, obviously, if I had a day, I'm going to go to my loved ones and like, guess what happened to me? But you don't actually believe in the pieces of shit being pieces of shit. You conceptualize and talk about things. So this is also part of why we can all use words. But the grown-ups, I use grown-ups, subconscious people know that there's no demonic spirits with today's academic educational plane of neuroscience, neurobiology. So I need to share that, because I didn't know about it when I was a teenager, and I grew up with the same stories. I'm a mystic, so with my mystic experiences and the attachment and trauma-informed neuroscience, I know, yeah, there is no demonic spirit that possesses a human being. There are trauma charges, there's attachment wounds, there's a person using the dark sides of neuroplasticity and armoring themselves shut in the dark sides of neuroplasticity, which doesn't mean they're done. No, they could still go to therapy. Okay, so with that being shared, the gist, in the first 3 minutes, if you are a person who's a flat earther, basically you want to believe in ancient stories, ciao, ciao, you can head on over somewhere else. You go find your Peter Pans, your, you know, Wendy's, and all those who technically all they are is 7 to 14. Oh, yeah, Michael Stone, forensic criminologist, his scale of evil. Yes, 7 to 14, charming ones. Others like to call them authoritarians. No, I see them on YouTube. There's charming ones. They look like Peter Pans because they are complete, like, oh, look at me. I'm a trending topic. When you go find trending topics, that's what you see. Put to the side the AI people that are making up shit videos for some odd reason. I mean, we got people who are flat earthers. That tells me why we have AI and people creating bullshit. This is something called, let me think. I don't trust any of those authoritative sources. And authoritative sources, really, it's peer-reviewed. If you're smart, you're going to know what quantitative data and peer-reviewed means. And you're going to also know there's a lot of qualitative shit going on. And that's because we're talking here about personal development. I don't talk about the social events out there in the world. The IHP is not about social events. It's about personal individual, just FYI. So I have no interest in any of that stuff. I mean, I have interest, but not on our platform. I like to talk to people who want to build 5D relationships and be pachas in the world. And that's why I do my episodes. They're for content for people who are like, yes, I get to do personal development. Ah, this is awesome. And I get to meet a woo-woo pseudoscience lady. How amazing is that? Okay. That's what I'm here for. I'm going to consistently try to make sure to remember to mention it at least every now and then. So I don't care about your political views or your social views, meaning that's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm caring about your inner world and your outer world and how you build your relationships. And that's where our channeled guidance, it's supporting yourself and your oversoul and you for your humanity to come to the forefront. Okay, so this lovely day and night, it made me think of how we balance out everything, okay? So the fact that me, this human being, can mean something to someone, but can also mean zero. This is an active aspect that any person will know without distress, meaning, oh my God, how awful is that? I'm not seen. So the difference is that I'm a whole three-year-old heart who didn't need to be seen because I can see myself. And I learned how to soothe. No, my mother taught me how to soothe myself. She was a good nervous system, and I have a twin. Okay, so I learned my body, embodied brain here, to be in a higher social engagement nervous system. You can do it too. Okay, balances, relationships. The people who are in the human suffering love narrative, they're not doing so great and dandy right now, because they're doing something called the shame cycle, inner critic, outer critic. So there's your dark sides of neuroplasticity, imagination, biochemistry, fear, in their temporal junction, not their prefrontal cortex. They can have all the clairs they want. They're not using their third eye. They're using their amygdala, and they're in alert. They're in their safety behavior, maladaptive teenager attitude. Like those people who say they're feminine because they got clairs, but they're squirrels from Cusco Land and from Emperor's New Groove, and they go around treating, in this case, human beings in a certain way. They silence the side that would be their enemy. So they are a superhero group, and then they got a supervillain group. And then they got the rescuing group. So those human beings are called codependent type people who think that they are special and that they have a bigger purpose than other human beings. It's called, I have low self-esteem, 0-1-year-old, who doesn't have awareness of my own self, and that I have trauma charges and pain points. And there's your 714 Peter Pans who pick at that. And here I am. They got a Peter Pan telling them they're superheroes. They didn't make it up. Lost boys and girls can't make up shit from their brain. They got some Peter Pan who went to get a bunch of books, got read by Wendy. Wendy's not a grown-up either, FYI. Let's remember, she's just a little bit more responsible than Peter Pan, a little bit. I mean, really, if we want to watch those cartoons, the way that she handles Tinkerbell isn't really mature, but she's more mature than Tinkerbell. That's for Tinkerbell is a bit more like, she's a Cusco and a squirrel, because she literally is jealous about Peter Pan, and she can't be with Peter Pan. Like, this is where Hook, I think it was in Hook, where she's jealous that Peter Pan is actually in love with Wendy or likes Wendy. And there's our teenage world again, and there's that's not love, people. That's called, I have low self-esteem, and I want Peter Pan for me, and I'm going to be a bitch about it, and I'm going to say that this is me being empowered. No, it's not. You being empowered means I want Peter Pan to be happy. I'm a little fairy. He can't even be with me. And then Hook, she becomes, it's Julia Roberts, the actor. She becomes big because she wants to be with Peter Pan. And that is not love. Love is, if I love you, I want you to be happy just the way you want to be happy, not the way I want you to. Okay, so I bring in the 0-1-year-old. It's called, oh, but I saw that you were the person that I wanted as my secure attachment figure forever and ever. And now that there's somebody else and you don't want me, I'm going to try and make it into. And here's where our human suffering love. They're all in hypervigilant mode, living movies out. That's why there are grown women who actually do shit like this. And I swear they're not women. They don't represent my kind of woman. Or my kind of men, by the way. The men who, by the way, do things like, oh, let me be interested in two people that are friends and not talk about polyamory. Make sure both of them are on board with us, something like that, which has actually happened to me. And I know my friend is monoamory, not polyamory, which is why I was able to handle this human being in a very specific way. To this day, I in my brain, I'm thinking, I wonder, one, does he have alters, DID, dissociative identity disorder, because this man's switched up his personality in so many different ways that his energy, literally, I'm like, this is like Clark Kent from Superman. So he's also a bit of a pirate from, but this is the one, who's the one, Barbossa, the bad pirate, quote unquote, like he has a different number of energetic imprints. So yeah. And, I like my friend. I love my friend dearly. he doesn't create any havoc in my life because I have healthy self-worth, a secure attachment figure. I don't judge him. He can do whatever he wants. When he put me in the situation he put me in, I knew exactly how to handle it, and I did. And to this day, I handled him when he came back around, when he had another switch. I'm not sure what I'll find when I go home. I'll update you all. But it'll be interesting to see what's taking place now, because yeah, there's a lot of fun stories. We'll wait, my lovely listeners. But long story short, I'm using this example because see, well, in Hook, we got a Tinkerbell who gets spiteful with a Wendy and a Peter Pan. I mean, even in the Disney cartoon, Tinkerbell puts Wendy in the ocean with the mermaids or sirens or whatever that tease her, and they're like drowning her. Okay, so that's right there, insecure, low self-esteem, teenagerish behavior is what I call it. No, it's not human being nature. That's human beings without having their whole three-year-old heart. They're not healed from their unfinished business. They got karma. They got trauma shit going on, and not the big trauma. And even though I'm sure there are some people that can, we could equate that big trauma, because the big trauma affects how your brain develops. So there's a way, I'm attachment trauma-informed, I didn't mention that. So long story short, as I shared this and that on this lovely day to bring us full circle again at a certain point to growing relationships, it's heart-to-heart conversations. It don't mean you mean shit to anyone. It's okay. We don't have to. The grown-ups are okay. Divine feminine, don't go do Tinkerbell or squirrels on anyone. Women, I will talk as a woman towards women and any divine feminine who wants to say they're a divine feminine. If you are one, then you don't need Sadhguru to share with you, hey, promise to unconditionally love all 8 billion people and growing. When people use the name Jesus and then they go and be superheroes against supervillains and they got some group to rescue, they don't know they have unfinished business called, I have a pain point. I got 7 of 14 charming human beings who are on an evil scale, Michael Stone, forensic criminologist, and oh, but I don't know, I'm not a lost boy or lost girl. I know exactly what I'm doing. You haven't completely recovered from your experience, your trauma charge, your actual trust break, whatever it is that happened in your implicit bias and cultural bias in your world is emotionally out of whack because you're charged and you're yelling like a maniac, quote unquote. No, not necessarily. You're just a trending topic. It all depends which one of the many different ways I could share with you what it looks like when you meet Peter Pans online or in person. Oh yes, the shame cycle. Inner critic, outer critic, they don't bring that to you, but you can watch them as they fuck do drinking and drugging and then continue. Oh, and you know, the whole like, let me hit on all of these women right here, create drama. I don't even know if that was the purpose of this person's agenda. Obviously, they can't create drama because some of us take ownership, accountability, meaning we don't lie, as there's nothing to be ashamed of, plus polyamory lady here. But my point is different. Even without that being an equation, when I've had lovely, not so lovely men who are in monoamorous relationships, they are married men. They are people that, you know, are from the outside stepping in to have a chit chat, and they literally will present equations. I have said the truth, meaning I think you're in a monoamorous married relationship. Am I correct? Okay, so this, what you're doing right now, I would say this is kind of not really right, because I'm pretty sure your woman would get Tinkerbell on me for reasons not of Tinkerbell, though. It would be different. And obviously, that's where I would say that's not even nice, because the woman could really just take it out on you, not on another bystander. So meaning take up with you the disrespectful act that you did versus come at me for it, which when we see women, they will, in all cases, if they're not women who are emotionally mature, take it out on people in general, because that's called projection and emotional reactivity, which means you have no ownership of your three-year-old, one-year-old. Your unfinished business is quite unfinished. And no, you don't need yoga to be emotionally mature. What you need is a brain that says, I want to behave and conduct myself in a way that can allow my entire presence to be there as I work with people and not get reactive. It is really nice when you are not a reactive person. I can tell you all, that's beautiful. The few times I have gone into mode of reactivity is not my finest moments. In fact, it's two that I'm thinking about. And that was because I was taken off guard, but it's professional. One was just a conversation, but it was because it was related to professional stuff. But in my personal life, I have not actually gone reactive on anyone except for when I was a child, which I'd say that's okay. But my point is, people who have a prefrontal cortex engaged, a divine feminine, it's because I have secure attachment that I'm an actual divine feminine. The other ones who have clairs, they call themselves divine feminines because they're under the impression that it is because of their clairs that they are there. I today bring to you something new and different and updated. If you find a squirrel or a Tinkerbell or a Cusco or anyone who does low self-esteem, indirect communication, passive-aggressive, so they throw shit in your face and they act like they're a superhero and you're a supervillain and they're rescuing someone, let yourself know that's a hurt person who hurts another person. The bleeding thing, it's a codependent type, martyr, superior, blamer. It's a human being in the evil scale, 1 to 22, of Michael Stone, even though they might not end up in prison, but they're reactive. They have biological rudeness, and they need a good therapist to get out of structural dissociation. The very bare minimum, if they have DID, then that's where they will even more need someone to at least explain you are not evil, no one is actually in the way of the ancient textbooks that our philosophers and religious people, in fact, our lovely good academics are talking about this very subject matter. We should really not be using humans are inherently good or evil. Yes, thank you. It's exactly where I shared with God. Yeah, this evil thing, I don't know. I'm pretty sure your peeps are not listening to you anymore. And I love that I chose what I chose, but I chose confirmation for Jesus and the Holy Spirit and love. Not that. They seem to be using definitions of demonic spirits to twist things to their volition. And then I think they also have cultural, societal, traditional, gender bias, generalization. I think they want to stay in the, 1960s time. They just seem like old. No, they're not all old. They just have ancient texts that is their proof for why they apparently do want to believe that yoga brings the demon out of you. They literally don't know how to use their divine feminine at all. I don't even know how they're reading books anymore. And they're excluding completely a lot of other subject matters like neuroscience, neurobiology, mental health, attachment, trauma, all the stuff I've learned. I'm sorry, they're flat earthers. No, never mind. They don't call themselves that. Okay, so hopefully this shares with anyone who is here. Yeah, day and night, balancing it out. Let me think, this and that. Spirituality process, it all makes sense, yes. When it comes to people, you are either a grown-up version of yourself, and that's called a flexible, adaptive, coherent, energized, and stable brain. Thank you, Daniel Siegel. I can't wait for my new course to start. I'm finishing up a couple more, but I got halfway through them, and one I completely finished. The new one is on consciousness and change. So here's where I will leave myself to conclude our episode for this lovely spring equinox, as love is in the air. Okay, so humans are not inherently good or evil. However, that evil scale, again, are all people who have unresolved situations. The Peter Pans are 7 to 14, charming, and you can find them with the gender stereotypes, the trending topics, the ancient textbooks. They're pretty clear because they completely do not believe in human beings' ability to be good or loving. No, they think of it as an illusion because they don't know how to be good inside. Gooey, ooey, ooey. So they have no idea what it means to be in a gooey, ooey, ooey, because furthermore, they don't want to get educated with new information. So they choose to want to continue to define the dictionaries of how we speak about humanity, like the, I'm pretty sure when I learned about gender and stereotypes, I learned about how our language went through transformation. And oh yes, my English class with creativity, I'll never forget that one. Our way of speaking English, has anyone noticed that it changed? So when I hear people continuing to argue with me about dictionaries, no, they don't do that, not with me. But basically they want to use something like that. I think, times change, right? Have you read Societal Culture? I got a book. I should give it to you. And to you and to you and to you. So there's a master's degree book that I have for sociology. It's a really good one. It's all about societal construct. And when I read that, my mind was blown away. I was like, okay, so everything's made up. Once the universal acceptance moves its little It's kind of like a clock, right? So the tassel, I forget what it's called. Then we're moving. So whenever somebody wants to keep using ancient words and ancient books, I'm like, you don't know where we're going, do you? You didn't read Societal Construct. I think you need to read it. You also didn't notice that we've changed how we speak to each other. I don't understand Shakespearean. I had to literally go to creative class and figure out, oh, and yes, when we're interpreting Emily Dickens, I think, I was like, well, wait a minute, we're interpreting it. Maybe she didn't mean this. How do you actually truly know if she meant what she meant? You're making an assumption based on today. And I don't think she's from today. I think she was from yesterday. My point is, a lot of things happen in the mind of a person who's flexible, adaptive, coherent, energized, stable, which is why we have fun learning things and choosing love and being in loving relationships. So when a person doesn't think or feel deeply, it's okay. They don't have to. But when they do, well, now that is a tango partner. So for my lovely collective, as we move into new, thank you, mental health professionals. Thank you so much. They're the ones who save people from their hell in the body and the evil thing. Yes, the other ones are for those who don't want to move on over here. The Tinkerbells, the Squirrels, the Cuscos. They have 3D, 4D, Peter Pans and Wendy's and all that great stuff that I was talking to you about. Do not think of anything except for one thing. Like with my friend and all of those who have Cusco attitudes, the ones who have inner critic, outer critic, then they have self-soothing mechanisms that are not their inner or outer well-being, and their behavior, therefore, is something I understand. I don't pathologize, as with the men who are married and in monoamory relationships, although I'm polyamory, I will always do the same thing I do and have done, which is be a direct communicator, but unlike those who are direct in a way of not knowing that that situation and those people still have potential for more, because see, a divine feminine, thank you, Sadhguru, as he always points out, we don't say life is done. We know life consistently expands. We're not here to affect states of consciousness. We're here to know that we can keep on being all inclusive. And so divine feminine is a person who has a relationship with this infinite sphere of consciousness and Akash and the essence of love and life. So God, source, universe. It's not an entity though. And when you have tapped into your infinite higher human conscious potential, raise your hand, I'm raising it. It's because my brain is integrated and it's only our mammalian heritage. This is all I bring to you. Gooey, ooey, ooey, three-year-old, that's what you can be. Some are here, some are not. We can all do it. We can all be kind. Some people look to the past and think, wow, I wish I had had a childhood-centric environment. I would have been able to build a lot more open-hearted, spontaneous, and fun relationships sooner than later, and to know what my body feels like, and now I do. To know what I feel like, now I do. To know what it's like to want to build a future with someone, and now I do. To know what it's like to love, and now I do. I didn't know healthy self-worth. I didn't know self-esteem. I didn't know self-compassion. I didn't know self-goodness. I didn't know that I have a self that is a three-year-old, a one-year-old, a all those child parts. I didn't know what a self was. I kept listening to assholes who don't know what the fuck a self is because they don't believe in the self or the ego of a person being able to be good. They believe in ancient textbooks that want to keep on dividing people into categories from the past. I didn't know about attachment and trauma information. So we all didn't know a lot of things until the 1990s. Daniel Siegel shared in one of my classes, they were saying, as long as you don't hit your kid with a frying pan, it's okay. Now, I'm going to share with you something that instead I saw as I was growing up. And I'll never forget it. It was either when I was in my teens, so 16 to 18, or my young 20s. I don't remember. I just remember the image. It was one of the first documentaries that I was watching, and it was on children. So it was probably as they began doing the Bowlby research with the attachment group. But it was this child, he was on the floor in the middle of a kitchen, and there was the narrator of the documentary, as the narrator described that this child in a home with drug addict parents. So the parents were drug addicts and or alcoholics. So he was being neglected. He was sitting on the floor by himself as nobody was there to be found, and he was crying, 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 crying. And this documentary taught me two or three things about children. And this was one of it. And how this child at a certain point would stop crying because his emotional body will have to shut off because he's not being tended to. And this is where we have the avoidant attachment category, which is a human being who will in fact grow up to spend a lot of time ruminating and thinking of fairy tales and superheroes and being able to do everything and anything, but won't have necessarily, unless they move into, again, the self of them, to actually say in their feeling, I'm worthy, I can do this, to recognize the emotion of pure terror and fear. And this is because, again, this is all frozen in that moment in time. Not now like a grown-up. No, the emotion is of you frozen in a moment of time. So you can only imagine. And this added info right here is from now, not from then. From then, all I knew was, wow, that's so sad, which is why I didn't have a problem telling God, hey, there ain't no evil the way your peeps are talking. They're evil. They're doing shit. I don't know what they're doing, but they don't know how to forgive, turn the other cheek. They don't know how to believe in humanity. And if evil ever presents itself to me, I know exactly what to do. You've taught me what faith. You've taught me what faith is. It's that I will have no fear. I will have to accept my destiny. In fact, this one I have shared with you all, but to this day, I had this conversation and I knew what I was saying. And I said, I accept what I have gathered is if you present to me evil, you will have chosen that's the way I have to go. However, I will not be following these people who keep using your name the way they do, because they're not following your name. They're not even following your son's name. And that's who I confirmed for. I confirmed because I was being told that I was confirming for the Holy Spirit, for Jesus's path, not for an institution that continues to bring to me ancient textbooks like we're still in the medieval times. This is ridiculous. I do not capacitate. My brain has no ability to capacitate how any of those people behind those scenes actually have the ability to even, again, I got catechism. That's why I'm wondering, how do we have still a portion? And put to the side all the people with their conspiracies, because they're just making up even more shit. Because these are people that are behind the scenes, that are doing what they're doing. And it's a lot more straightforward to know about cognitive dissonance and unresolved trauma and unfinished business because of the transgenerational and cultural trauma. I learn about it. So it's not, let me slap a theory. No, I won't slap a theory. I know about the human embodied brain. And I'm pretty sure that all those people who are thinking still with ancient textbooks, and there we go. Let's go back to avoidant. Avoidant attachment category has no actual experience with their right mode until they begin to create and have the ability to have emotional experiences. And so they're cut off from their body. It's like a chopped head. They have no feelings from their body. And when they begin, if they do want to begin to explore it, they're going to have a shit load of shit come up. Because that 0-1-year-old is going to come up. So that can happen because every body is looking to heal itself and bring itself home, and the brain too. So completely. But let me finish. The documentary went on to show some other things, although unimportant to mention in this channeled guidance. And so again, day and night equal light and day, light and darkness. Okay, so we know about neutrality and duality. The 5D collective knows how to be equanimous. Equanimity is because you're using your prefrontal cortex. You know you have thoughts, you know you have emotions, you know you have implicit bias, cultural bias, you have your shit. You put that feminine with their divine masculine will not cast stones. A divine masculine with their divine feminine will also not cast stones. And they can be man or woman or they. They will know which part the energetic imprint they are. Now, I will say this. I'm very much aware most of the time divine feminines will have the clairs. However, I have met divine masculines that have clairs. So on that note, I'm going to leave that one to the side completely and finish up with the lovely relationships, which is what you're getting to uncover. Karma, not a bad word. Karma, unconscious reactivity. It's all the child parts, very basic, bare minimum. If we have big trauma, small trauma, abuse, neglect, then we got bigger shit to deal with. The person does, not you. what you'll find is that people who don't deal with it have an inner critic, outer critic, and then they do the fucking drugging, alcoholing, whatever it is, they're self-soothing, shopaholism, all of it, workaholism, okay? And we got those childhood trauma personality types that Patrick Tiahan shared with us, the doer or the doomser, the doer, the doomsday, darkness one, are we good, the ghost, and the hostile, for example. And that's not only those many, there's more. And every trauma, good therapists will have different ways that they talk to you about the child parts and da da da. Okay, so all the ascension energies are always bringing up unfinished business or business that you do know about, and you're like, oh, I got my emotional business. It's not unfinished because you have it. Bitterly to be integrated in your brain. Okay, that's why the group thinking, the mind full of inspiration and joy, it's because you have access to your inner world as a human being. That's where our 5D collective is at. So on this beautiful day where balance is present between dark and light, darkness and lightness, and you already know darkness is what is Shiva, the expert yogis do, I know. Which is why when we are unseen, unheard, we're not unsoothed and we're not unsafe and unsecure. So a person who is not insecure knows how to see their 0-1-year-old and soothe. This is called you knowing how to regulate your nervous system. I know all about it. Thanks, Mom. This is where you can do personal development. It's if you know how to handle what comes up. And you don't do a Tinkerbell and you don't do a squirrel. And so we'll conclude with the reason a divine feminine has no drama or saga with their twin flame or flames from a 5D mystic is because we will not be insecure. We will know exactly who we are and we don't need a bigger mission. I laugh every time I think, you have a special mission that your twin flame awakened. Your special mission, Elsa, come on over, without doing Frozen 2, it's to be yourself and without needing to show yourself because your one-year-old is inside your body. And the minute you feel all alone and that you're going to be with no one and however that feels, that's one of those first ventral vagal nervous system toning exercises. As you grow up, what you'll hear, people who don't want to do any of the emotional stuff. I don't want to do personal development. I want life now. But take your sacredness. Take therapy sacredly, but don't do personal development sacredly. Okay, so when you make emotions out to be something that are supposed to be, what is it, heavy when they're not, because it's in your embodied brain that you feel them, and emotions actually last about 90 seconds. So it is the mind of you, your divine masculine, that does a lot of the thinking. But it's if you have the masculine, the chit-chatter, the left mode, and you say, hey, be quiet for a minute, left mode. And then your right mode, you're like, oh, look, my feelings are coming up. Okay. And you sit in silence with this, with your right and left mode. And that's where we're at with this spring equinox. Oh, okay, so I have thoughts, but this thoughts, I'm going to be quiet for a minute. Emotions, let me regulate my nervous system to get it to my ventral vagal so that I can feel lovey and dovey and happy right now for a minute because I want to contemplate in my state of neutrality. I don't want to be excited. I don't want to be upset. If I'm in either or, I'm tainting with implicit bias and my emotional bias. Shit. Oh, no? Yes. Yes, you are. You're 0-1-year-old, you're 2-year-old, you're 3-year-old. So then you can add culture, filters, you add other stuff, but your emotions are the foundation of all that begins because it's, oh, I'm happy, I'm not happy. Okay, now let's go to 0 for a minute and let's leave happy, not happy. Okay, now I can think. How am I thinking? What am I thinking? What am I using as my thought? It gets more and more fun. This is where when we have, again, our relationships, we're not in their brains. No, we're doing okay. I accept something that I don't like and I move forward with my life. What am I moving forward with? Well, let me think of what I'm doing today. And it gets easier and easier because that's what emotional, mental grown-ups with their own whole self do. People who are not here, they have options. If they want to be with the scale of 1 to 22 and stay there, there's that evil scale of Michael Stone, forensic criminologist. if they want to stay in the martyrs, superiors, or blamers, there's a codependent group. Those are Cruscos, Squirrels, the Tinkerbells, all of the ones who have no compersion whatsoever. And they have hypervigilance and pseudo-liveness. And so for our 4D collective of mystics, they continue with the Twin Flame Saga and Relationship Saga. And they basically will do things of the sort that are Tinkerbell and Squirrel of Cusco. Okay, so that's that group over there. 3D just keeps telling you that, you know, Satan is here, and essentially anything that's against their traditional values, you know, there you go. Obviously, we have groups that are completely oblivious to the 5D collective. We don't even know them. They don't know us because they're completely isolated from internet. I'm just saying, now, I speak to a group of people. I don't know what countries you're from, but if we needed to do countries, I have a website that talks about, like, the soul age group of countries, which is really fascinating because I know I could equate that to our child charge parts. But let's put that to the side as we're doing one-to-one here. And let me conclude. I know I said short as always, though. The channel guidance is more important than keeping it short. You, especially if you didn't tune into any of the other episodes, this lovely ability to see yourself is really, really great. It makes you an independent, conscious, secure attachment lover. That means that you, like Pacha, shake a hand and you mean it. And it's also why you know how to tell somebody, you know, you really shouldn't involve me in this. Because why would you? This is not really what you want, I'm assuming. I don't know. So when you're able to talk to a person in a way that has softness, it's because you are a divine feminine with your own divine masculine. If you're able to talk to somebody with a bit more quote-unquote harshness, more of like direct with this scale present, then you're divine masculine with your divine feminine. There is a difference, and that's because the divine masculine prioritizes organization due to them knowing about the importance of structure for our society as a whole to function. And that's because of the energy type and the way the analysis goes, okay? So the right, wrong, the evil, not evil. So they're organizing in a digital format. They don't have to use words, but their organization, the divine masculine's way of organizing, is digital. With their divine feminine, they grow soft in how they can present information, but it will be direct. It's going to be like a punch to the face. The divine feminine has no ability to punch in the face. It's more of like, let me caress you, then let me hold you for a minute, then let me turn your head just slightly and try to see if you're going to collaborate with me. And this is exactly why the divine feminine, when empowered, is not ever going to get rough, because you literally are not going to want to. That's the nurture within a divine feminine who will not ever have the ability to grab something and be forceful. It's the energy. Please do not equate this to gender. But I'm a divine feminine, so I can tell you, even as I visualize this, if I have resistance, I'm going to let go, I'm going to take a step back, and then I'm going to contemplate, how can I address this again? What do I need to do to try and address this again and again? And I will only have the mannerisms of something that is more rigid if I am presented with a physical need of protecting. Okay, so the energy is different, as is the way of thinking, because I'm an analogical thinker, the divine feminine. So I'll see everything that's around me, and I will use all of it. And I will, if addressing a human being, be a nurturer first. I'm not the protector. Otherwise, I would be a divine masculine. Divine masculine is the protector. They stand behind or side, whatever it is, but they're looking out for the potential physical dangers. I'm not. I'm looking on the floor. In fact, when you do think of the way that our entire species, hunters and gatherers, a divine feminine is a gatherer. That's because we might be closer to the floor. Who knows? There's a lot of different ways we could explore all of this, okay? So let's keep it in the complementary forces. That's what we do when we're balanced. Like I said, a divine feminine does not shame, blame, fault, or revenge, because we are not going to need to. We know how to use love. And that's because we know how to be present and composed and leave space and have an open heart, because that's our actual nature. When you are a human being in your mammalian heritage, your higher social engagement system, and a divine feminine is going to have had hunters that allow that sense of safety. And the divine masculine has a remembrance of needing to be protective, needing to have the shoulders, needing to have the strength, the force, needing to have that composure. So this is where it softens with their feminine, and then it looks, it's beautiful. So we're in a time where we're going to get to see more of that balance. So day and night on the spring equinox, they're here together as darkness and lightness. And really, again, darkness is what an expert yogi, thank you Sadhguru, will learn about, because darkness reflects light. This is not because of, do not attribute anything to these words, please. No stories. Just the color darkness and the color lightness, or the reflection, however it is. Because if you look at it from the energetic spectrum, I remember when I learned about colors in my art class, the color black is where white comes from, or something like that. So yeah, there's no white. There's no other colors. Without black, you don't do anything. So without darkness, and again, we could infinitely and beyond continue to explore this. Expert yogis get taught about it. The first starter yogis, they get to hear about light because I guess they're scared of dark. Wait a minute. What did our ancestors begin on planet Earth? Did we have light, or did we only have the sun and the moon as we started? I'm going to say that if people really tried hard, they would see there's no need for stories of nightmares and horrible whatevers, because even Patrick McNamara, he explains how our lovely species evolved with the REM. Remember REM and our nightmares, and you know, so this is, again, we're not having to cancel out all of the stories from the esoteric mysticism, all of that, which I know of too, but we don't need to lead with them either. The human sciences explain the embodied brain. And when you achieve a flexible, adaptive, coherent, energized, and stable brain, it's because you're using your embodied, integrated brain. Your thoughts and your emotions always come with you, and it's first emotions and then thoughts. If you're a Pacha, you know how to speak because you have meta-awareness, self-awareness. If you are not yet a Pacha, but you want to be, you learn to start handling a Cusco, a squirrel, an attitude, and you get out of the shame cycle. And that's because you choose about, I want to behave in a way that I'm proud of. And I want to share love with people, and I want to have fun with people. I'm a human. I don't want to be out in the middle of nowhere. I want to be where the people are, like the Little Mermaid, but you're not a mermaid, even though some of us have been. I've been a mermaid in my past lives. So I want to be where the people are. I want to dance. And what is life if you don't dance and sing and have fun? So we're learning about being human, and that nobody's taking a divinity away from anyone. The way that the 4D uses those words, they are in a space. Okay, so that's for them to do, not for us. For us, it's conscious lovers, whole hearts, being able to support each other as we become those who are secure attachment figures, one for the next and the next. And as we move forward, to be able and actually have conversations, the societal ones, the political ones, the religious ones, the ones about polyamory, monoamory, the ones of addressing, if we do have people around us that have trauma and they don't know how to handle, it's going to make a difference when you are a Pacha, because you're going to be able to work with the groups of people and just be a presence. And also, if you're educated like I am, even though they don't want to hear about it, you can still present information at times, and that's always better than nothing. Sometimes you have to be silent because you're outnumbered. That does happen. But silence doesn't mean you don't share. It just means you can't share everything. But you can still participate, which is why we speak different languages. What does that mean? It means that I understand 3D, 4D, and 5D language, and I speak to all. And Cuscos, squirrels, Tinkerbells, Ursulas, Peter Pans, da-da-da. I'm a Pacha. And a Pacha is a divine feminine with their own divine masculine, or divine masculine with their own divine feminine, and they say, I'm a human, and I know that I have a subjective experience, and so does that other person. And I know that even though I may not feel deeply, they will. And I actually care that they feel. And I know that they might not have anyone who cares. Or even if they do, I just know because I'm a human that that heart is needing another heart. I can give them a heart. I'm here. I have a shirt. And this is the part, our friendships, our relationships, those who are whole and secure. We don't say I love you because you need to prove to us that you love. No, we love you. There's no strings attached. This is pure love. There's no strings attached. You do you. I have compersion. You do you. I do me. And this is the part of where any of you who are not here, it's not a race. I'm sharing with you a possibility. I have had compersion pretty much, I'm going to say my entire life, but we can leave that out. I can say since my first relationship with my lovely teenage boyfriend, because we'll consider a first relationship one that lasts in time. That one lasted 4 years, and all I wanted for him was for him to be happy. And when he cheated, it didn't make me lose trust in him. No, he let me understand that we continued to have situations because we were not compatible, obviously. And that's why we ended up, when he finally made his final choice, broken up. Why him? Because I could have made it work because I didn't have any beef with the stuff that was going on. He's a person. I'm a person. You have flaws. I have flaws. Me loving you means you do you and I do me. So you can present to me behavior which is not physically threatening. It's not disrespectful. My ego has nothing to do with you cheating. You cheating, by the way, at the time, because I didn't have polyamory. I would have, by the time we got to the fourth year, okay, you know what? We're going to do consensual non-monogamy. This is what's going down now. And that's the minute they would have most likely said no, because they were jealous. They, as a person, have the culture of jealousy, but also because people don't learn how to be healthy, self-worth people. If they did, they wouldn't actually have any equation about sharing each other, because seriously, nobody can replace you. The part about what I love most when I present to you the polyamory lifestyle is that for those of us who embody it, it is like the Rumi quote, we love with our heart and soul. We do not know separation. And when you're a mystic, by the way, you know your oversoul too. So you consistently know my fingers, I got them all on my hand. They're going to keep being a part of me. It's going to be awesome. And I keep rolling with life because life is beautiful with the loved ones that we have. So night and day, we don't have night and day in a way of not knowing what it is. It's always a balancing act, like the temperance. But we have fun, the divine feminines, the ones of us here, 5D mystics, not the 4D. They're having a bunch of other shit. The divine masculines, they have fun once they get a handle on their divine feminine. And they can tell you all about it when we got some divine masculines who will say, hey, Maria, I'm a divine masculine. I want to share my story. You're all welcome, by the way. We have a YouTube channel, you know that, and it's all about being yourself. So integrating the spiritual awakening success stories is part of what we're going to be doing. We have Be Yourself as well, and those are already online, but now that the full-blown mystics are allowed to be out in the open, some of them, you know, we all know, yes, we're woo-woo, leave us alone, but I love to have 5D mystics over because, you know, they're really awesome. The 4D think that they're more special than other people. We're going to leave them alone, but let's make sure to share 5D mystics. It's a lot more fun to integrate with the human sciences stuff. And that way people can get to enjoy each other a lot more variety. It's a rainbow full of colors. And I welcome you all again. Have a great spring equinox and a great day. And we'll be back with more.